الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Our biggest weakness today is the trust in Allah. Biggest weakness. It is very easy to say tawakkal to Allah. But sad to say that our trust in Allah is very weak. When Allah tests you, then you come to know whether your true colors shows, how much of trust you have. When He gives you everything of the best, then you begin to say Alhamdulillah very quickly. But when He takes it away for a reason, not that Allah Ta'ala is running short in His treasures, now Allah. Allah Ta'ala does everything for a reason, for us to learn a lesson. Man must begin to think that whatever is happening to me is because of my wrongdoings. Today if anything happens to us, we look at the next person's wrongs. And we begin to think that it's because of that person's wrongs that we are suffering. But whereas a person has to think like this, that I have done something wrong, it's because of that this is happening. The looting took place. After the looting, COVID-19, so many things happened. Economy dropping down, collapsing, all kind of things happening from where it was and where it is. Allah shows it to you, that where you can be in the highest pedal, the next moment I'll drop you down to that level that you don't believe that God, how that happened to me. Person got looted, he was the same thing, in that condition he was roaring all the time, and next moment he drops down. Now what happens to him? That happiness that he was when the time he was roaring, when he comes to this condition, he's supposed to be now very careful. Very careful, not to become despondent, not to become argumentative, not to complain, but to begin to think, where am I going wrong that brought about this condition into my life? And secondly, it becomes like this, that whatever is happening around us, we begin to get so afraid of it, that we want to now run away from the reality. Running away from reality, where are you going to run to? You cannot run anywhere. I always say, please park your car properly. Do not give takleef to anyone. NB872456, the BMW white. NB872456. So we are in a position of this kind today, that because of all that we're seeing around us, that in these 2-3 years, what has happened to us, a man was in the highest pedestal, now he's gone to that extent that now he then got no food in his house. He was of this condition that now he's a position of his position is taking zakat now. His way of life was because so high, now he cannot come down also. But what is the most important thing is this much, that whatever he's going through, did he ever ponder upon this? What is the reason for this? No man is pondering upon this thing. He's going through so much of difficulties. He's asking, putting his CV there, putting everywhere. No answers coming. All kinds. You got to meet your commitments. All kind of commitments. So first of all, we want to look beyond our means. We want to not look beyond. We want to be always above one another. If that person is very high, we want to become more higher than him. We want to compete ourselves one another. This God will want this fall into us. Now you cannot see anything. You don't know what to do. That will cause you to do all the haram things, the wrong avenues. And you go nowhere. You'll go nowhere. It will harm you more. So the most important thing is the trust in Allah. Our trust in Allah is not there. When all this is happening, everyone began to panic. Let us run away from this country. Where are you going to go to? Which country are you going to go to? Let us go away from there to another place. Which place are you going to go to? You have to stay in this place here. Because this is Allah. That there's another Allah, then go to there. You have to be there and have trust in Allah. Trust in Allah that Allah, you looked after me. I have done something wrong and that is why you're taken away. Let me repent now and put myself right so I can bring back my own good things and come back to Allah. Because tawakkul is so important. If you have tawakkul to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says to وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. When I give you from my rosy, from my treasures, you cannot count them to. You cannot count them to. But remember, your trust will be on me. All this is happening, but you must have this thing that you must trust, Ya Allah, I trust you. You've taken it away, but you won't close my rosy. You won't close my sustenance. You won't give me today, you give me tomorrow. But you sure you give me, there's no other door besides your door. I must hold your door. I must not look at the creation, I must look at the creator. Do not go help for the creation because the creation himself needs help. Ask the creator for help because he is the only one that can help. And he knows exactly when to give you, when to go, what to give you. But hold his hand and no one else's hand. Allah Ta'ala says very clearly too. That a person when he comes towards me, I love that person of trust in me. I love that person. Allah loves that person, trust me, that no matter what goes, because man goes through two conditions, sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr. Now, with the time he was getting all the good things, he makes shukr. The time when he's going through some difficulties, he makes sabr. Allah Ta'ala wants to see whether he's got these two conditions in strongly, that whether he's still having sabr or he's turning away from me. If he's turning away from me, that means now that he's turned to the creation, go ask the creation for help. Speak to the creation, tell them all your problems. Say, ask them if they got anything. You'll be surprised, you're asking them for help, they're thinking themselves, why I'm in more problem than this person. What are you asking me? Ask the one who can help you, but become strong to hold your hand towards him. Sometimes merely because of our wrongdoings, our sins that we cause harm to our own selves. We all close our own rosy because of our wrongdoings. Because I tell you something, Allah loves that person who has trust in me, Allah loves that person who is most obedient to him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who asks for rosy, who has trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives him from that place where he cannot imagine to. And how the birds in the morning when they wake up, they are so hungry. By the end of the day, they are full. They don't have to look for the sustenance, the sun will wait for them. Likewise, you do. Have trust in me, and I'll show you how I'll give you from. You cannot imagine from where Allah gives you. But the trust must be there. The trust must be there. I trust my Allah. But we are complaining to people. Every day we are complaining. Allah gets surprised. My banda is complaining to that person. He's got no shame. He's got no shame. He's supposed to talk to me. He's supposed to hold my hand. He's supposed to hold my hand. He left my hand to look at that hand. What that hand can do? Yes, it's only going to do this. I get surprised. What can I do for you now? I can't do anything for you. Because you're asking that person. Allah. Person when he becomes most trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all his difficulties are removed. All his difficulties. And when he becomes trust in Allah ta'ala, that whatever condition he's undergoing to, but he's at ease. Is that the peace of heart and peace of mind? Whether he's going through any difficulties, but because he held the right hand, is that because of that he's at ease. He may eat one meal a day, but he's smiling. Because why? I have his hand. So it's like this that, you know, our trust must become strong. Hold Allah's hand. We don't even cry in front of Him anymore. He's waiting for our tears. At night we go to sleep, we're supposed to sleep and cry in front of Him, "Oh Allah, give us rosy." He's waiting for us in early part of the morning. He says, "Who is the way that person who's asking me for something that I can give him?" Where is that early part of the morning? And he's been given this opportunity that you don't have to wake up too early to. But in the early part you cry. He says, "Where is that person that can help me? Where is that person I can give him?" So who's at fault? We are at fault. We are victims. Remember one thing. When you have trust in Allah, there must be no doubt in you. This doubt that we have in us would brought about that veil between you and Allah. If you don't have that doubt, Allah will give me. I have trust in Him. Then you see how strong Allah makes give it to you very quickly. But unfortunately, we're not strong in that. We're not strong. Yet when you go and you get a doctor, when you get a lawyer, and you know that that lawyer is very kind and caring to you and very decent and honest, because you can't get an honest lawyer today. Sorry to say, you don't get a lawyer, honest lawyer today, who's honest and caring for you that you must get them, I win in the first case. He'll continue the case to make his own case. Just to tell you that if you get a lawyer of that kind who never lost a case, and on the first round he shows it to you that I won't give the opportunity to a person to oppose me to. I'll win the case. I'll fight him in one way. And all his cases that he was in, they're not a case he lost. And you give that lawyer that kind your case to him, what would you do thereafter? You sit down quietly. I've given the best lawyer. He never lost the case. And he tells you to, console you to. You do your work, I do mine. The lawyer will tell you, do your work, I do my work. You will trust me? He says, I trust you. You do your work, I do mine. So when you got that kind of trust in the lawyer, who is just a lawyer like you, an insan like you, then Allah Ta'ala, who is a lawyer of lawyers, alayhi sallallahu bi-ahkam al-hakimeen, who is more greater than him? When you've given your case to him, then yet you're turning away to someone else. You've given the case to him and yet you have doubt in him. Surprising. That for that lawyer you have so much of, no, he's very good. Allah Ta'ala is even more good. Even more kind. More generous. His generosity is unlimited. His kindness is unlimited. His everything is unlimited. This is our belief. Sad to say, it's only our belief. We believe this is that, but our action does not show that. Whereas we're supposed to show the action. We cannot reach the sahabas. There's a trust for something else. We cannot reach the sahabas. That's why they say that, you know, Allah Ta'ala radiallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah was happy with them, they were happy with them. Because their trust was so strong, they gave their life to them. We are very weak. So that most important thing is to bring about, this trust in us. That has so strong to, because our trust is not like that. We say we have trust, we have belief, like we believe that they are Qiyamah. We believe that the Qabr will be questioned. You believe that you're going to pass away. All this is our belief. But when you look at your actions, it's completely contrary to your belief. Everyone believes that you're going to pass away. Everyone believes that we question the day of Qiyamah. Everyone believes that in the Qabr, Allah will question you. You got this belief in you only, but your action shows contrary to your belief. Because you're not, like you're saying, I'm not scared, now billah. People talk like that too. The actions show you themselves that who they are. You don't have to say, you know, that's why they say Iman is not written on a forehead. Iman is the actions. So, this is our belief.
So that's how our trust is also of the same kind. That we have all kinds of trust. But that trust is only with the verbal, the tongue, not with our actions, not our heart. If we have trust in Allah Ta'ala, the whole world can turn. Ma Allah is with me. Ma Allah is with me. If this happened to Ma Allah is with me. He knows what happened to me. You, I don't know. He knows why this happened. The sickness came to me too. He knows why the sickness came. He knows what he's doing to me every day. Everything that Allah Ta'ala does, he knows what it is. Now, tawakkul does not mean that you sit at home and think that the food comes from the sky. To trust Allah Ta'ala, let me sit down at home now and let food come from the sky. Why you have to go out? Allah gave you means. You must do your different means to go out. To make sure you do whatever you're supposed to do, the correct means, and not the incorrect means. That to say that now the incorrect means they will. Allah Ta'ala wants the correct means. The means that were supposed to be the correct. Medication too, you must do the correct medication. Do the medication too. You do the correct means of doing the business. Musa alayhi salam, one person in the jungle, he say, I'm waiting for food to come here. Do you think the food will come from the sky? Allah told the old friend Musa to Musa alayhi salam, tell him to go to the city, that's also a means. You're going to sit in the jungle, who's going to look at you? So go to the city and they will see that they will, that's a kind of means too. So man has to use different means. But that does not mean going in front of the lion and saying, no, let the lion kill me. That also trust in Allah Ta'ala. That doesn't mean from the one big wall, from a big, you know, building, let me fall down. And then I trust Allah Ta'ala. You're not trusting, you're testing Allah. There were two brothers, you know. One person, Allah Ta'ala gave him a lot. Other brother is not getting anything. So what happened? He began to think, oh, my brother doing this, let me do this too. When he started doing the thing, then nothing happening. So he tells his brother, you doing this thing, you're getting so much. I'm doing this thing, I'm getting nothing. So what his brother told him? He said, I trust Allah. You're testing Allah. Don't test Allah, trust Allah. He'll decide when to give you. He will know when to give you. Don't trust. Just test Allah. But today we're testing Allah. We're not trusting Allah. Trust Allah Ta'ala and see how He'll give you. For what is the meaning of trust? Keep Him happy. You know, a father, no matter how good the son is, but if he's unhappy with the child, he'll give him nothing. He'll give him nothing. You don't want to see the child at all. It's my child or not my child. But if the child becomes so obedient to the father, so close and does everything what the father wants, the father gives his life. Allah Ta'ala gives more than that. Allah Ta'ala gives. Keep him happy, keep Allah happy. That is where we are going wrong. It is sad to say that until unless we don't do that, we cannot get the quality into us, to get the quality of trust. Let us look at others. Ask ourselves, do I trust Allah? If I trust Allah, then why am I complaining? Why am I complaining? Why Allah promised I'll give you rosy? Allah promised I'll give this. Allah promised everything. And where the thing is? Man begin to complain. The moment you trust in Allah Ta'ala means that the slightest bit of thereafter you have no complaint at all in your heart. Leave alone that, you do not turn to the creation too. To talk to the creation too. Hey, what's happening to me today? Look at what I did, man. I know what's happening to me. Why is nothing happening for me? Who are you talking to? But everything happened, Allah Ta'ala knows what is. Is you should know that you must put your mind towards Allah Ta'ala. That's how it's supposed to be. If you have that kind of tawakkul on you, Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, my banda is for me and I'm for you. Then he said, this is written in the kitab, he's written there, he said that Allah Ta'ala When he begins to give you things, you imagine from where this came from. It's beyond comprehension. You can't even talk about it. Why do it for 40 days only? Do it for 40 days only. And then you start telling me. 40 days become close to him. Forget the cell phone. Forget to look at all the media you're looking at that is misleading you. The media has caused so much harm to people today that you forgot Allah. You have forgot Allah so because of the media, social media. Man can sleep at night and only look at social media before they take the name of Allah. They wake up in the name of Allah, they sleep with the name of Allah. Why Allah should not give them that? Allah should. So you look at what? For 40 days I'm giving you, only 40 days. Turn to Allah. Become complete, obedient to Allah. And then see how Allah will give you. But don't test Allah. Don't trust Allah. Trust Him. So does not mean that you must not use the correct means. You have to do the correct means. Business to do the correct means. Whatever it is, the correct means you do. And then you have trust in Allah. I'm now listening to this bayan of mine. Hey, you know what, from today, I'm not going to do anything. Please, you have to do a lot. Now you do a lot, you have to do. Not a little bit, a lot. Now be more close to Allah. And I must know that I must look after my family too. There are means. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi taught us that, you know, he should give his Azwaj Mutahharat 1 year earnings. 1 year. But he himself should not do that. No, he's one day eating, one day no food, some day no food at all. But for the family, he made sure he gave those to teach us. Everything Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi did was to teach us. But we have to do that. So you have to do for the earnings of the children too, for the family, too, everything. But the time when you do all this work you do, whatever work you do, your heart must be with one person. And that is Allah. You can use the correct means, but do not put your heart to the means. Put your heart to Allah. Oh Allah, I did my duty, you do your duty. I did my duty, you do your duty. Well, I did my work. I'm doing what I'm doing. You are going to do it, not me. In everything, you have to do the same thing in the world. Whatever you do, keep this principle in front of you. That, well, I'm doing this thing, but trust is on you. Only on you and no one else. Then you see how much of barakat you get. Allah. Person must not realize, mustn't think like this, that, you know, trust in Allah Ta'ala in the wrong way. Food is put in front of you. You say, you know, let the food come in your mouth. Can you do that? You take your hand, you put the food, you put in your mouth. Likewise, do everything the same thing. Yeah, but when you're faced with some test, there's something else. As I told in the beginning, you're a lion, you can't go near the lion. They let, no, say, lion, now I'm in tawakkal, blah, blah, blah. Then you go near the lion will eat you up. But when you're faced with a situation where you're in front of the lion, then you are unaware of it, then Allah Ta'ala is there for you. Hazrat gave us an incident on that. So Hazrat said, one person told Hazrat that he was walking in a jungle and one snake and a lion came in. First time in his life, he just lie down there. And what? Just what dua must be made, the lion passed him went away. Now that is something else. But in cases of this kind, Mateen jump from the hill and from there and say, you know what, that's not it. That's not it. Like there was a buzruk, you know. Buzruks, the people hate him too much, you know. Especially the kings don't like the buzruks. You know, because the kings, no one comes to see them. The people come more to the buzruk to me. The king said, why are they going to you, not coming to me? So they didn't like one buzruk. So then this person will be killed. And what do you think they did? They put him in a cage and kept the lion 3 days hungry. And told the lion to come and attack him. He was sitting down there, people around. You must not do that. The lion came in, very hungry, 3 days, came running. That Buzru is just sitting down there. He came, him around, turned around him. He said, licking. The Buzru thinking now. Well, can you think like that? Thinking like that. After licking him around, he sat down and said, I am so hungry, but sat down and said. The king failed. His trust was something else. And he came out, asked him, Hazrat, what happened? You see the lion there sitting next to you, but you're thinking it. You see, I'm thinking whether the saliva of the lion is halal or haram. You see where your mind is. When you mind Allah, then Allah will do. When your mind is Allah, Allah is with you. Allah is with you. Man kana lillahi kana Allah. Who becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. Look at the time when that person, he sees a cloud going one place, and he goes one place, and he's throwing water, there's rain coming down. This person can no rain here, rain there. He follows the cloud. You see there, you see one man, bichara, working there. Say, oh banda, oh servant of Allah. How come you getting rain, no one else getting rain? He says, because you're asking me, I'm telling you now. He says, I've got this small land of mine. But when I take out all the fruits and vegetables, one part goes to my family, another part goes to the poor, and third part I put back into it. Just imagine, he did that for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Then Allah Ta'ala looked after him. Then no other place rain, that rain came back to. That Allah who gave that rain cannot give us it. We must turn to Allah and receive it. Keep Allah happy. Keep Allah happy. Allah will be very happy. Our business deals must be very straight. There must be no something and wrong dealings. Straight dealings with Allah. But the phrase majlis was trust Allah. Trust Allah. As Allah will keep you. May Allah Ta'ala give you tawfiq of action on you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وعمل الصالحات واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمته